Chicago is known for its architecture, its politics, and more recently by its urban sprawl. It's a testament to what mankind can do and just how much can be built. In the process, Chicago's builders have dug up, paved over, or altered nearly every scrap of nature along the way. But if you look at a map, there are a few green dots of forest preserves and unspoiled beaches. They're scattered across a 6-county area stretching from the Wisconsin border, bending around Lake Michigan, to the Indiana border. Altogether, there are 200,000 acres of land in parks and preserves in the Chicago metropolitan area. Kent Fuller is with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
I mean, the hand of humans is very heavy in this region, but we do have 90-some percent of the kinds of things that were hit here originally in remnant communities. And as I say, the pieces are here, but some are on borrowed time.
Fuller is part of a coalition of 76 organizations, which includes planners, environmental groups, government agencies, and others who want to save the natural areas still left. The coalition is called Chicago Wilderness. Fuller heads up a task force putting together the Chicago Wilderness Biodiversity Recovery Plan. One of his colleagues on the task force is Tim Sullivan, who works at the Brookfield Zoo. Sullivan says the task force is taking a practical look at the huge 6-county greater Chicago area.
One of the first things we're doing is we're taking our first cut at it by looking at the needs of the natural communities. So, in a sense, what is it that we need to have on the ground? And that helps a lot. If you start from a science base and say, from a scientific perspective, what is it we really need to do to protect these things that we all value? You then begin to identify what you need to do, and then you can begin to talk to the people that are going to impact it.
For the past several months, the Biodiversity Recovery Task Force has been meeting with municipal planners and others to figure out ways to enhance natural areas. They've talked about better managing forest preserves and park districts to encourage native plants and animals. They're encouraging corporate campuses to plant prairie grasses and flowers instead of installing sod for bluegrass lawns. They've come up with strategies to link Chicago-area green spots for migrating birds. While preservationists and conservationists are excited about an organized effort to restore habitat in a heavily urbanized region, that's not going to be a selling point everywhere. And Sullivan says Chicago Wilderness is also talking up the practical points.
It's not just important for biology. It's important for people. It's important for the economy. It's also important to talk about those things to planners so that they recognize that what makes this region so strong and vital, a good piece of it, is the natural areas.
The community at large will get a chance to offer input on the plan. It's still in its early draft stages. But developers and builders are a little skeptical. Bob Johnston is with the Home Builders Association of Greater Chicago, which represents 1,100 companies. Johnston says his group is willing to work with Chicago Wilderness toward a good plan, but builders are wary.
It just depends on how extreme some of these things become. This being a volunteer program, we really would welcome the opportunity to sit down and talk with them and see where they're going and see how we can support what they're doing and work cooperatively towards the end.
What would you consider to be extreme?
Well, I think extreme is when there's things that really causes financial hardship on that person who owns the land.
Johnston says builders are already hit with expensive regulations and environmental restrictions. While some builders would be willing to voluntarily follow environmentally friendly guidelines, none of them wants new mandates. Chicago Wilderness says it's not suggesting laws or regulations, but thinks the Biodiversity Recovery Plan can work with voluntary efforts. The coalition has already held dozens of workshops with municipal leaders to get their input. The coalition plans to offer a draft of the plan to the public in March for more input. In the meantime, the Biodiversity Recovery Task Force is trying to figure out how to make the most of what the area already has and get government decision-makers on board. Task Force member Tim Sullivan says ultimately the plan will be a shining example of mingling natural areas in an urban setting.
There are many people who want to say that we hope in the future when people mention Chicago, they'll think of the Cubs and the Sears Tower and the Art Institute and the natural areas. And we want to make it part of that way of thinking about Chicago, and that's the challenge.
Already, Chicago Wilderness has been getting calls from San Francisco, New York, and some European cities asking about the Biodiversity Recovery Plan. The group says big cities will be watching Chicago to see if preserving and managing wilderness in a metropolitan area is really possible. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.